No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 51, The Holder of Illusion. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask the worker there if the holder of illusion is housed here. If the worker nods, you are doomed. The holder has anticipated your arrival, and you will feel your body slowly begin to fade out of existence. It is not a pleasant experience. If the worker answers no, be thankful. She will hand you a sheet of paper with directions on getting to the proper asylum and ask you to leave. Do so. Turn left and throw away the paper. You don't want to alert this holder to your coming before it is necessary. Walk 4 blocks down the road in the direction you're heading, then turn right and walk 1, then left and walk 2, then stop, scratch your chin, and turn around. The street has changed. All the color has drained from the world in front of you. A huge crater gapes from the center of the street. Not a pane of glass remains intact, and all the people you might have passed on that block lie horribly dead. Take a step back. There should be a red paint pen on the ground beside you. Grab it and stuff it into your pocket. As you watch, the discoloration effect slowly spreads, revealing what looks like the aftermath of a military attack on a black and white world. Smashed buildings, blasted streets, and dead people everywhere. Quickly cover your eyes with your hands and shout,
"I deny the truth. Let the path remain."
If the holder deems you unworthy, you will suffer the same fate as the block, and the effect you saw will continue to spread, wiping the illusion clean from our world. But if you pass, a slight tingle will shoot through your legs, just barely powerful enough to be felt. Open your eyes. The effect is still spreading, but you stand fully as you were in the middle of its ruin. Walk straight down the block until you come to a warehouse. The main doors, though bent and dinged, still stand strong. Next to the doors is a building nameplate, like the one you see on firehouses and the like, but completely blank. Take out the paint pen and write on the plate, as small as you can while still writing legibly, "Who survived to tell of it?" The ink will pool into a dot and then begin to drip, much like blood, down the plate. It will describe the survivor, telling his tale of horror and sadness, and the ends to which he fell in an attempt to get the tale out, to try to ensure that it would not happen again. Slowly, you will get the horrible feeling that the holder himself was the survivor spoken of. He will assure you that this is not true, however, and end the tale with, "His fate bears not for the telling, but his legacy lives on." The paint pen will melt in your hand, and the side door to the warehouse will crash open. Run inside, do not walk, and enter the manager's office. It will be completely dark, but dare you not light it up in any way, lest you awaken the guardian from his dreams. Instead, grope around on the desk until you feel an object, round and smooth in your hands. The office will flash out of sight. and you will get a brief glimpse of the massacred street in full color before everything goes black. You will wake up 2 days later sitting at the kitchen table in your home. A newspaper nearby screams of a terrorist attack. Sit up, and you will realize that you still hold the object. Set it on the table. The object you see before you is a steel ball about the size of a walnut, and it is object 51 of 538. Number 52, the holder of disgust. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the holder of disgust. The worker's face will turn a bit green, and he will excuse himself and then walk to the nearest toilet. A female warden will appear beside you and ask you to follow her. Obey her, for now. She will lead you to a simple door with a number on it. You might remember it from somewhere else, almost as if you've been here a long time ago. I will not tell you what the number on the door will be, but if it is not the right one, your fate will be one of eternal pain and nausea. Should the number be the right one, you will find yourself in a room that looks much like a person's stomach. You will see food being digested, wandering into the lower tracts of the digestive cycle. It will look much more horrible than you've ever imagined. Simply wait until you see a door falling into the room, then enter it. If you cannot enter it, then you will slowly be digested, just like everything else in here. Should you have managed to enter the door, you will find yourself in a room with pure white walls. Those are one of the few things that do not drive this holder mad. You are not one of these things, however, so be prepared to run as fast as you can if necessary. Approach the girl in the middle of the room and ask her,
"What do you consider pure?"
She will stare at you and open her mouth, trying to speak, but she will be unable to, and instead vomit onto the floor. Close your eyes for as long as you hear her emptying her stomach. When you no longer hear anything, open your eyes again and walk to where the girl was. Take the pills at your feet. These pills are object 52 of 538. Eating one will cause you to vanish as the girl did. Number 53, holder of the anvil. In any city, in any country in the world, go to any mental institution or hospital and tell the attendant that you wish to see the holder of the anvil. A moment, an hour, an eon will pass as you see the world's every failure reflected in his eyes. You will see the ending of things. Daughters tearing strips of flesh from their mothers with hooks of steel and bone. Fathers feasting on the eyes of their sons. And you will know that you have given them their torment. Their anguish will be your own, and the only way to escape is to let your cry join theirs. But give no sign that you know this, or the attendant will turn away, and all hope with him. An eon, an hour, a moment will pass, and the attendant will drop his eyes in defeat, turn, and open the door behind him. Follow him with care. He is treacherous, and he will leave you in dark places where your screams will never be heard, your bones never found. At the end of this path, when the skulls of infants crush beneath your feet, you will find a young man chained to a ragged iron slab. Your guide will turn and offer you a hammer in one hand, a blade in the other. If you take the blade, you will abandon your search, and you should beg for a quick end. It will not be given. You should take the hammer, And when you do, drive it into the young man's head with all the strength you have and more. Although he is innocent, allow no mercy, for mercy has abandoned you. Cover the skulls at your feet in the gore and the blood. When the debt has been paid, you will be delivered back to your world outside of the asylum. The hammer will still be in your hand. The blood will never wash off. Its thirst has been satisfied for now. That hammer is object 53 of 538. It will only be used once more to split the world and find the secret heart that beats within. Number 54, the holder of the file. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the holder of the file. Should a look of pain and worry come over the face of the worker, you will be taken deep within the facility. Beyond a myriad of twists and turns, far more than there should be in a building of this size, you will be taken to an old-style jail cell. Within will be darkness and one single noise: the rasp of a file against metal. Should at any time the rasping stop, quickly turn and run. Run as far and as fast as you possibly can, and don't worry about taking the wrong path. Getting lost in the depths of this facility will be the least of your worries. Should the rasping continue unabated, however, walk up to the bars and stick a hand into the darkness. You will feel an object placed into your hand. If it feels warm, drop it and fall to your knees in prayer. Pray you are fast enough so that when you look up, you will still be outside this cell. If you were too slow, an eternity of filing will never get you past those bars again. Should the item feel cold, however, voice one question aloud into the cell and pull back your hand. The only question to receive an answer will be,
"Which side are they on?"
You will feel the file in your hand begin to move. As it shreds your skin and wears through your bones, you must concentrate not on the pain but on your question. The file will rasp away your flesh and bone until nothing left of your hand remains. Should you make it through this ordeal without giving in to the pain, you will find the answer to your question in your mind. Your hand will be whole, and once more you will be outside the facility, a cold and rusty file clutched in your hand. Many go mad with this knowledge. Some use the file to repeat the process in an attempt to remove the words from their heads. If you manage to endure, you will find yourself among those at the reunion. That file is object 54 of 538. Number 55, the holder of cruelty. In a location where dark omens gather and where death has cursed, call to the starless sky for counsel with the holder of cruelty. Before the tainted earth which you stand will rise a black, ancient pedestal with a deep bowl carved into the crumbling skull mounted atop. At this point, there is no return. The eyes of the decaying skull will glow with a color of blood, and in your head, a wicked yet hoarse voice will drone, "Mors ultima linea rerum est." Blackening until the night defeated, in that bowl you must gather the beating hearts of the ones you hold dearest to you. Should the hearts cease to beat, you will blacken. Should you fail the request, you will blacken. Should suicide become the final escape, you will blacken. With the fresh organic beating hearts gathered in the dark bowl, the blackening will cease. As the hearts liquefy, a deep, impenetrable black forms. The voices of those offered will speak to you in an unfamiliar tongue. Though incomprehensible, do not fall prey to the command of the deceiving ones. Instead, gather the corpses of five of your most hated enemies and bring them to the pedestal. Down their throats must the tainted fluid pour. Not a drop must reach the soil of earth. The five corpses will reanimate, rising as wicked puppets hailing to their cursed master, shape-shifting to twisted, blackened beings. To them, you must feed five young living children. Remorse of the slightest will not be tolerated in their eyes. As the fresh blood of the children is drunk from their coursing veins, you must watch through the agony, screams, tears, and fears as they are devoured nearly whole. They will endure the pain of a century of torture as they are consumed. When the ordeal has ended, they will surround you. They demand only one more relic, your own heart. Be hasteful. They do not feel pain as mortals do. As the unholy offering passes hands, it too will be consumed. The meal finished, the figures will merge and dissipate in a brilliant black aura eclipsing the dark sky. The silent whispers that consume your mind form Object 55. Number 56. Holder of Reality. In any city, in any country, go into any mental institution or halfway house you can get into. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Reality. The receptionist will lead you up a flight of stairs that run much higher than it seems the building should be, before finally coming to a top floor, where you will find nothing more than a single door. As you approach the door, the receptionist will make herself scarce. At this point, you should turn around and look for said receptionist. But doing so will only get you lost in the halls of the mental institution forever. Instead, open the door and continue inwards. Inside that door, you will find a man sitting on an office chair, playing a game on a game console that you have never seen before. The console is a bizarre design, with a case made out of wrought iron, etched and painted in twisted demonic designs. In the game, he is torturing a person with methods too horrifying for words. Once you come to the inevitable realization that his unwitting victim is in fact you, you will become your avatar in the game and be forced to endure any torture his mind may devise until the game finally ends. The game can only end in one of two ways. You will probably go insane, in which case he will tear your very soul apart purely for his own delight. However, you might successfully endure the torture and be granted the privilege of asking him a single question. If you ask him why you are in the game, he will force you to relive the entire game, in its entirety, repeatedly, for all eternity. Instead, you should ask him, "Why do you play?" With that question, he will scream in agony and the console will reset. You will now be sitting on the office chair, the game console and controller resting on the floor next to you. He will be staring at you through the TV screen, a look of unspeakable fear on his face. However tempting it may be, do not play the game. It probably is best to not even touch the game controller. Simply switch the console off, remove the game cartridge and take it with you, leaving the console behind. That cartridge contains Object 56 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.